Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of our blessed Savior, my dear friends. Now this may seem like a rather odd collection that I brought along this morning for show and tell. Three bricks. Three bricks that are among my favorites. For example, here is a brick that was a reminder of our 5 years ministry in Havre, Montana. And what is unique about this brick is it has the word Havre on it, discarded from any building in the downtown that was being destroyed. A second brick comes from a hospitality tour that I took to India in 1999. Walked out of the hotel and here were a stack of bricks just laying there. And when asked, one of the workers said, "Well, sure, go ahead, take a brick along." It has some printing on it as well that have no idea what it is. But it soon found itself in my case and for the flight home to Peoria. But my favorite brick is this diamond brick. Have any of you ever seen a diamond brick? Diamond bricks were used in building the Concordia Senior College, which is now the Fort Wayne Seminary. The architect was Errol Saarinen. Oh, he's the one responsible for the St. Louis Arch, as well as the Dulles Airport outside of Washington, D.C., and numerous other buildings. He wanted something unique for this large campus setting. And so all the buildings, the chapel, and the residence halls are all made with diamond bricks. The Apostle Paul, in our text for this morning, has something to say about construction. And he says to us that you and I are part of that construction project. And we must make sure that in this whole process that our construction passes the architect's inspection. Oh, who is the architect? God, the Father. Paul says very clearly here that you and I are God's builders, God's bricks, God's building. And I'd like to use that as our theme. To make sure that our building's process passes the architect's inspection, we have to start with an adequate foundation. And you saw that on Epiphany Starlight, front page, the words of the foundation. And Paul says that in verses 10 and 11. According to the grace of God given to me, like a skilled master builder, I laid a foundation, and someone else is building upon it. Let each one take care how he builds upon it, for no one can lay a foundation other than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, this is not to say that others haven't tried to lay different foundations. This letter of St. Paul was written to the congregation at Corinth because there were certain people there trying to build on different foundations. And so Paul had to bring them forward with his words here. There is no other foundation to build upon. You can't advocate other foundations. And now, some 21 centuries after these words were written, the truth still stands. God's foundation is Jesus Christ, His grace and love as shown to you and me. Now, anyone who thinks they can live outside of this redeeming love and grace of God are sure to find a different end than what we are looking for. You heard it in today's gospel reading. That unquenchable fire, that worm that does not go out. Now, back in my previous life, I remember preaching a sermon about it, which is two words as a theme. The word hell with a question mark, and then the word yes with an exclamation point. No question that God does not wish that anyone should perish, but that all should come to the knowledge of the truth. I have no pleasure, God says, in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn, and that means repent, turn from his wicked ways and live. But if someone thinks that they don't need God, that they can live outside of what God offers them in Jesus Christ, that person ultimately destroys himself. You know what he's like? He's like an unsharpened pencil. And no point to it. And so, that great God of ours laid his son first in that manger at Bethlehem. And the angel said to Joseph, his name shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And he did just that. On that Friday we call Good, lifted up on that cross of his, taking the punishment for your sin and mine, and there he died. Not for anything that he had done, but there he died for you and for me. Now just know for a certainty that your sins are forgiven, that God truly loves each one of you. That's how far God will go to prove it to you. And they took his body from that cross, wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities, and laid him in that garden tomb. But God on the third day raised that great son of his from the dead, declaring him to be his son with power by that resurrection. Jesus Christ is alive and he is Lord, and you can. can believe in him. That's the faith that I pray our Lord, through the power of his Holy Spirit, will work in your hearts this morning. You see, by that resurrection of Jesus from the dead assures us of a certain hope. Death for the Christian is not the beginning of the end. It's only the end of the beginning. Make sure that your construction work passes the architect's inspection, building on the sure foundation of Jesus Christ. Now, you got to gather the materials. Keeping in mind this verse, according to the grace of God given to me, like a skilled master builder, I laid a foundation. Someone else is building upon it. Let each one take care how he builds upon it, for no one can lay a foundation other than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, what comes to your mind when I mention the word church? Do you think of, well, the Lutheran church, the Presbyterian church, the Methodist church, the Catholic church, the Assembly of God church, in other words, a denomination? Or do you think of a specific church, like Epiphany Lutheran Church, First Presbyterian Lutheran Church, St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church? Or do you think of a way that I want to introduce you to, if you have not heard this before? The church is people. It's more than just a building with four walls, a floor, and a ceiling. The church is people. We're going to confess that in the Nicene Creed in just a few moments. The Holy Christian and Apostolic Church. And because the church is people, you and I must be concerned with the type of bricks that we are in the construction of this church. The kind of bricks that sit next to us, on either side of us. The next generation of bricks in the church that are going to come row after row after row after us. We must be concerned with the type of bricks that we are. You know, there are bricks that you know that are not attending worship to hear the word and participate in the sacrament on a regular basis. Ah, and what are you? As God's master builder, doing about it? Or what about those bricks who are just warming a pew on Christmas and Easter? God is the architect. You are the builder. The bricks for his church. Well, there's one final thought, and that is this. What is the process of erecting the building on a day-by-day manner? And for that, I turn to these words of Jesus. In Matthew Chapter 7. Jesus says, everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell and the flood came and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. Well, the point, very clearly, is that you and I can be guilty of being poor contractors. Poor builders, poor workmanship. So what's the prospect for each one of you? When a building is going up, there's always the question, when will it be finished? When can we dedicate? My friends, you can dedicate right now. You can dedicate yourselves to the fact that Jesus Christ shall not have died in vain. You can. You don't have to say, well, I'm with Paul, I'm with Cephas, I'm with Apollos, as it says in our text. No. All things are yours because of Jesus. Today is yours. Tomorrow is yours. All that Epiphany Lutheran Church offers, be it duty or blessing, is yours. And all the tremendous power that God has done for you in Jesus Christ is yours. All the needs of a yearning and torn world is yours. Again, that's the faith that I pray our Lord, by his Holy Spirit, will work in your hearts this morning. We are God's builders, God's bricks, God's building. Now, make sure that your construction work passes the architect's inspection. Now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.